All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up bottom of page Kuf Gimel. So just to reorient ourselves a little bit, so if you remember again in the top part, of the page, so the Piagetzna was speaking about the idea that in general, you find koach to do things that you feel are A, purposeful, meaningful, and enjoyable. And if you remember again, the Piagetzna gave the really profound mashal of the individual who is asked to swing his sickle. If he's standing in an open, barren field, and there's absolutely nothing to cut down, so he'll swing the sickle for a little bit of time, but he'll tire relatively quickly. Masha'inkin, if he's standing in a field which is filled with standing grain, he may find the koach to go ahead and swing the sickle the entire day. Why? What's the distinction? First case, he's tiring after a half hour. Second case, he's able to swing the sickle the entire day. And as the Piagetzna explains, the fundamental distinction lies in the fact in the purposefulness, meaningfulness of the activity. Swinging a sickle in an open field is absolutely meaningless. So because of that, again, he tires quickly. Masha'inkin, cutting down the grain is something which is beneficial, something which ultimately serves a purpose, and something from which he benefits from. Well, beneficial. And therefore, again, he finds the koach to do it throughout an entire day. And the Piagetzna explains, this is the same yesod in our Avodas Hashem. Right? Our Avodas Hashem, if we find meaning in the service of God, if we find meaning in tefillah, if we find meaning in all the different aspects of the things that we do religiously, day in and day out, then we will find the renewed koach to continue to do so. See, we'll say, what the Piagetzna is pointing out, and this is something we all know, but sometimes it's just important to articulate it. When we find ourselves disinterested, apathetic, or unengaged in our Yiddishkeit, so that's simply because we don't find the meaning in it. Meaning, if I found it meaningful, purposeful, and impactful, I would find the koach. I would always find the koach to do the things. We always find the koach to do the things that ultimately, again, matter to us. That's the Piagetzna saying. We have to figure out a way to make Torah, to make Ruchnius meaningful and matter to us, because then we will be able, in Meretz Hashem, to find the koach to be able to do it. Lo king, last paragraph, page Kuf Gimel. It's a very powerful yisod that and it creates an incredible awareness in life in general that you find the strength to do the things which have meaning for you. And if you don't have the strength to do it, generally it's because you're not finding it meaningful. Now, sometimes you have to work on finding it meaningful, and sometimes it's just not important, so therefore it doesn't get done. When it comes to Ruchnius, we have to realize that we have to find the deeper meaning in it. We have to find the deeper his odorous in it, and then we find the koach to do it. Lo kein atem tamidim, kasher b'darchi achasidus tistaglu, nafshechem tisorer v'tiskale, nitzotzi agan eden b'chem yabrigo. So here, of course, in this chapter, the Rebbe is extolling the importance or the power of chasidus, of learning chasidus, not as a replacement for normative Torah, right? Not as a replacement ultimately for the steady diet of the yeshiva student or of the adult, but as a complement to everything else that we do. Tistaglu nafshechem tisorav v'tiskala, mitzotzia gan eden b'chem yavriku. Literally, the sparks of Gan Eden will become illuminated. Es kedoshi strala sheva Torah targishu, umiziv shchinoso tehanu, hayazes charchem, umizek kochachem yischazek v'yisamitz lilmod shos harbe ba'amkos rabo. So we'll say what the Piagetzna is suggesting over here is that sometimes it's the learning of Chassidus, which we know because in the different Chassidic teachings that we've seen, there is a beautiful Isoris, there's a beautiful awakening. So says the Piagetzna, that ultimately, again, when you go ahead and you learn Chassidus, it has the ability to open your heart. It has the ability to give you this koach, and through it, you will find the ability to serve and to learn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for many hours in depth and with great dveikus. Al tadamu she'toim anu limar, she'ad mehira tishapchu la'anshei kodesh l'mo Torah l'shma, b'lo shum tikva l'kabal pras, Lo leharviach ba, af lo lehiskabed ba. Sherak ha-tzadikim ha-gidolim zochim lo. Ein anu, page koftalit, ein anu toan boza. Suppose it's another page that says something else, which is, but let's create measured expectations. Do not think that as a result of learning a little bit of Hasidus, as a result of starting on this process, that suddenly you're going to transform into a brand new person overnight. Well, if you notice, by the way, the Piagetzna mentions this theme a number of times throughout Chovas HaTalmidim, that change takes time. Change takes time, and change is incremental. There are, you know, I'll say, there are times where people experience instantaneous change. It can happen. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, calls this tshuva pitomis. Tshuva pitomis means instantaneous change. The problem with instantaneous change is, I think, more often than not, it doesn't stick. You know, when you see people make dramatic changes, sweeping changes at once, very often, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The landing is not smooth. And often they regress back to where they were. Now, again, not always. You know, sometimes in life you have to make instantaneous change. It's like, you know, lahavdil, the alcoholic can't go from like 5 drinks an hour to 3 drinks an hour and look, I'm in recovery. Baruch Hashem, you know, is incredible. It doesn't work that way. You gotta stop. You see, so sometimes dramatic change is necessary. But more often than not, incremental change, step-by-step change, gradual change is the way to go. Because ultimately, again, that's the kind of change that sticks, that's the kind of change which remains, that's the kind of change which endures. That's why the Piagetzna says this over and over. It's probably at least once a chapter. He mentions it, and he mentions it for 2 reasons. Number one, to create appropriate expectations. You know, sometimes we hear an Eitzah or we learn something in a Sefer. And the Sefer tells us, you know, do this and this will happen. And so what happens? I do it and then it doesn't happen. So of course there's always fine print, right? And the fine print has a number of things. First of all, do this amongst other things, right? And this will happen. And do this, and if you repeat this action many, 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 many times, then this will happen. That's what the Piagetzna says this over and over and over. And I will say, it's probably the key to looking at ourselves. It's a key to looking at the world. It's a key to looking at life. He says, "Avadomer hadavar la'av sha'oyves bino." This could be compared to a father who loves his son. Umerov ahavaso roa baharbi milus. Ad she'ino meivin lama gam achirim zulaso inam ovim oso b'shoma alosov. Ube'emes yachol liyos shagam ma'ala achos mikol eile inbo. Rak avas nafsho p'nima mislabeshes b'mocho. Umegares daitulotovas p'no shi'ira bo ma'alos tovos. So he says something very beautiful. He says that he gives the comparison over here to an before we get to this, just before I tell you the mashal, just look at the next paragraph. Let's just begin it because I'm out of time. He says, "Hein batori yeshnan kolatikvos hatovos afkufanios, aval lo bishvilan atahoge afkasherba." Well, as he says, the Piagetzna, just understand. He says, "Why are we in all of this? Torah contains many, many promises for many different brachas, right? Many promises for many beautiful things. But at the end of the day, that's not why we do what we do. We do what we do ultimately. The Piagetzna says, here's the other piece. As we embark on this spiritual journey, this gradual spiritual journey, to try to make ourselves better, to try to make ourselves holier, to try to lift ourselves up and ultimately become something more healing, it is so important ultimately to understand that we're doing this, I will say, not because of the schar contained in the Torah, not because of the incredible reward, which of course does exist, but rather ultimately, again, because it is through this that ultimately we self-actualize. It is through this that our neshamas expand. And through that neshamatic expansion, of course, the brachos come along with it. We'll have to stop here. I'm stopping a little bit in the middle of the paragraph, but we'll pick up here in Meretz Hashem next week.